Good morning. This is Mose to bring you the daily inspiration for this day. And this week, we were speaking about salvation. And the first day, we spoke about acknowledging who God is, that we must acknowledge who God is. The second day, we spoke about believing. We must believe that God is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And, you know, that means we must diligently seek the Lord Jesus. And then we must acknowledge who I am. We must acknowledge that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And then number four, I spoke about confession of our sins. Like it says in James, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. You know, we must confess our sins if we want healing. Number six, it says repent. And these are not necessarily in proper order, that they have to happen just in this specific order, but you know, these are steps to salvation. I must repent, and I must turn away from my sins. I must, if I'm walking one direction, I need to turn around and go a different direction. That's what it means to repent. And then yesterday I spoke about receiving salvation by faith and not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay, and then today I'd like to speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of being born again, the fruit of a new life in Christ. And, you know, this week is not a conclusive message. You know, it is steps to salvation. It's not, and it's what happens when people get born again, and it's what you know. And now today, I want to speak about what happens afterward. You know, there is a change of life. There's going to be a change if we're truly born again. There will be a change in our life. We won't continue to do the frivolous things that we used to do. We won't continue to tell dirty jokes and all those things that people do that are not born again. You know, when Jesus comes into our heart, it's going to make a difference. Now we live for Jesus. Now we live to bring glory and honor to our Heavenly Father, and not to ourselves. We no longer live for ourselves, but we live whatever we do, or we do to the glory of the Father. Whatever we do to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to exalt Him. When we're born again, we are not afraid to preach the gospel. We're not afraid to share the good news with other people. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, well, let's pray before we go into that. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning, I just bow before You in the name of Jesus, and I thank You, dear Father, for Your love to us. Thank You for Your grace, Lord. You are a mighty God, and we do love You, Lord. We ask that You would bless my lips, dear God, bless my tongue this morning, dear God, that I may speak the truth in love, that You would, we just ask that You would bless the listeners also, that they might receive Your word. And Lord, this morning I pray that You would not let anything come out of my mouth that is not edifying, is not good, but that it would be something that people could get a hold of and would be an encouragement to someone, Lord, and a blessing. Lord, we commit this little message this morning into your hand and trust that you will bring forth the fruit. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. I'd also like to give you my phone number this morning, 717-656-9576. I love to hear testimonies of those who've been born again. And if these messages have touched you in any way, please feel free to call. It's a safe place. You come to me, and if you call me, it's a safe place. It's not a place of gossip, and it's not, won't be carried out into all the, you don't have to worry about what your neighbor thinks, because he's not going to find out about it through me. At least I trust so. Anyway, in Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and he spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Now, we could speak about being baptized by water this morning, and that's extremely important if we are born again, that we are baptized by water. Because Jesus taught us to baptize. Jesus taught us about water baptism. But this morning I would like to speak more about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what happened to the disciple. What happens to someone that gets born again? What happens when they have a new life? In Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, told the disciples to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And that means that we all are teachers. That means that we all should be speaking those things which Jesus has brought to us. And we should be helping people to understand what the Word of God is saying, what the Word of God means, and helping one another to apply the words of Jesus to our lives. You know, marvel at the when Jesus said here in Matthew 28 to go ye therefore and teach all nations. And he said at one place, I believe it may have been in Mark. I didn't get the scriptures in Mark, I guess. But anyway, at one place, you know, just before Jesus was ascending into heaven, he said, he told them to go ye and tarry in Jerusalem until ye be endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, what did they do? They were obedient. They went away from that. I'm sorry, it was before he rose into heaven that he commanded them to, he said, I'm leaving you now, and I want you to go back, and I want you to go back to Jerusalem and wait there until the power of the Holy Spirit, until I send a comforter to you. And so what did they do? They went back and they met in the upper room, and you know, for 9 days there they were in the upper room. I don't know if they had if they went about their business in that time or not, but I do know that they were together praying, and finally, after I believe much prayer, all of a sudden the room was filled with noise and as of a mighty wind, I believe it says, and It says that the Holy Spirit came and sat upon each one of them, 120 of them, there in the upper room. The Holy Spirit came and sat upon them, or entered them, and it was a visible sign that they have now received the Holy Spirit. But you know, before this, before the resurrection, when Jesus was, after Jesus was crucified and before the resurrection, these disciples were, these same disciples were behind locked doors, and they were afraid. They were afraid that any day the authorities might come and lock them up and put them in prison, and who knows what they might do to them. But they were scared. They were not. They were very scared. They were not boldly out there proclaiming that this Jesus that you crucified, he is the Son of God. They were not doing that. But, you know, after the Holy Spirit came upon them, there in the upper room, it says there in the book of Acts, and when they were, but ye shall, okay, here's where Jesus is speaking to them. You're in the book of Acts, just before he went, he rose into heaven. But ye shall receive power, Acts 1:8. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And then in Acts 1:13 it says, and when they were come in, they went into the upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. You know, it tells me here that they were diligently seeking, diligently praying, and asking the Father, asking to for the Holy Spirit, asking for this power that was promised to them. And I believe they were very diligent about this. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if they were there 24 hours a day or not, but I do know that they were praying and they were seeking. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, it's many times, even as I spoke of yesterday, by faith, there's a lot of things that came to people in the even as Jesus was in his healing ministry here on this earth, it says in Matthew 8:10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And daughter, in Matthew 9:22, but Jesus turned to him about when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. This lady, she decided in her heart that if she touches the garment, just touches the garment of Jesus Christ, she would be made whole. And she had faith that she will be. And so she pressed through the crowd and reached out and touched his garment. And she was made whole. And Jesus said, thy faith has made thee whole. And another place it's he was talking to the blind man, and he touched their eyes, Matthew 9:29, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. You know, he didn't just simply say, oh, you're healed. No, he said, by your faith, according to your faith, so be it. And I find it very amazing. No, we can't work for this, but we can have faith. And her daughter, in Matthew 15:28, it talks about the daughter that was made whole. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that hour, that very hour. But we see many instances where people had much faith and they were healed and they were able to do this and that. And that's the very, you know, that's what God wants for us. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You know, He wants us to walk in faith. Oh, I think of all the depressed people today. They just walk around like they have no hope, like they have no future. But that's not Jesus. Jesus is asking us to come in faith, believing. And if we do that, we rise up and we walk in faith. Jesus will notice that. And He will reward us according to our faith. Even today, according to our faith. Okay, maybe that was a little side note from what I was speaking about. No, it's not really. We're speaking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I was talking about the how fearful they were and how that, you know, until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, there was much fear in their lives. But after they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, they had power and they were able to go out and preach the gospel. And it says in Acts 2:41 that here after they were preaching, and they that gladly received His word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, how does that happen? 3,000 souls being added to the believers. There was 120 of them up there in the upper room. And all of a sudden, in one day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And another place we read where there was 5,000 added. And it says in Acts 2:47, they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 5:14, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. You know, these men, they went out and they preached the gospel. Before they received the Holy Spirit, they were behind locked doors. They were afraid. But after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were not afraid to go out and face the crowd and preach the gospel. So that's what we need to do. We need to, I mean, I know I have experienced the same thing. There was a time when I was afraid to lift up my voice because of what people would say. But you know, it's a blessing to be free from all that. And we can preach the gospel freely. We can share the gospel, even one-on-one. When we meet someone, we can share the gospel. We can speak of the things that we are experiencing. We can share our testimony. We can share the good news that there is hope. There is hope, even for those that are walking around with their heads hanging down and all depressed, and you know, there is hope for those people. There is hope for all of us if we only put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I guess, it's time to quit. All right, well, my challenge to you is this morning that you walk in faith. You seek after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Don't be satisfied with just saying that I'm born again. If it has not made a difference in your life, if you're still fearful, if you're still hiding, then seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness. And it says all these things shall be added unto you. Okay, well, my challenge is just to simply, you know, seek and ye shall find. Search the scriptures to see if these things are so. Don't just take my word for it, but search the scriptures and find out if if really what I said this morning, what I said this week is true. It's the Word of God. So allow the Word of God to take root in your heart and to change you from inside out. You know, when God changes us, it's a beautiful thing. When we try to change ourselves, you know, we often tend to fall back again where we were. But when God changes us, it's a beautiful thing. And we can continue day after day to walk in newness of life. And that's what He wants of us, to have a changed heart, a changed life that brings forth fruit into eternity. So God bless you this morning. I feel like I have not done justice to this subject at all, but I trust that I've given you enough this week that that you can that will whet your appetite and will cause you to go back and search the scriptures and find out what is this all about. What is he talking about? And please do so. Please search the scriptures. Don't just take my word for it, but search the scriptures like the Bereans did and find out if these things are so. So, feel free to give us a call, or we're always glad to share, and we're always glad to hear testimonies of those who've been born again. God bless you and have a great day.